Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to take a look again today at a portion of the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16, verses 12 through 15. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, we've been covering these Gospel readings that the Church has given to us to help us prepare for the celebration both of the Ascension, which comes tomorrow, and then Pentecost itself. A lot of these readings are about Jesus's, in the context of the Last Supper discourse, the last most passionate moments he's had with the apostles, other than what we see in the Acts of the Apostles just prior to his ascension into glory, which we'll talk about tomorrow. Jesus is pouring out his heart and he's communicating to them and wanting them to be clear that he's going through all of this, incarnation, passion, death, resurrection, in order to be able to send the Holy Spirit. That salvation at its heart means the human race was made capable, was cleansed, was given a gift by Jesus of taking away our sins so that the Holy God could come and dwell in our hearts, so we could become temples of the living God. So today we see, again, Jesus going a little bit deeper in describing the mission of the Holy Spirit. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to be able to chew on God's word in this way and to be able to internalize it. Because, friends, there's promises here, what the Lord is doing. And I think, you know, we've talked a lot in this season of quarantine about the importance of taking a deeper dive with the Lord, to be still and know that he's God, to draw near to God so he'll draw near to us. This is a season of deepening our relationship with Jesus if we decide to respond to the opportunity that's here. A deeper healing. He wants to convict us with his love and to strengthen us, to align ourselves more fully with him. That's really partly what it means to abide in him. And he said, if you abide in me, you'll bear fruit. If you don't, you won't bear fruit. And the abiding in the Lord is abiding with him and being, first of all, in conversation with the Lord every day. And the Holy Spirit helps us do that, helps us know him, we'll see in the reading today. And also the Holy Spirit reminds us of the promises of God. St. Peter calls them the precious and very great promises of God. And I mentioned to you yesterday, and I wanted to make available to you free of charge, just for the asking, a little booklet I put together called Unfailing Promises. One of the things that abiding in the Lord means is to live in his promises, to know who we are, what he's done, what he's promised to do in our lives, know that truth, claim that truth, walk in that truth. And then that allows us, walking in truth means that we really align our lives with him and we follow his leadership. We live under his lordship. We make it our aim to please him. And that's part of the realignment and the reset that is really going on in this hour. It's there for us, and the Lord wants us to step into it. So let's just place ourselves before the Lord here as one of the apostles, like put a little lectio divina to put ourselves in this situation. John 16, verse 12 and following. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he'll take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that I will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Again, another Trinitarian moment here, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the communion of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the family of God that starts there, the mission of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to save us is, again, really manifested right here. And thanks be to God for the astounding reality of what has come from the heart of a loving Father and has unfolded through time for us. So I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. Jesus said, I've told you as much as you can handle right now. He says, but when he comes, the Spirit of truth will guide you to all truth. So we talked about the Holy Spirit as the advocate to come alongside, to make our case before the Lord, to advocate for us in many ways. But the battle that's going on in the human mind is the battle between darkness and light, between truth and lies. We saw in Romans chapter 1, Paul said, the temptation is, and the wrath of God comes against, the human temptation to suppress the truth about God. The devil's a liar. He's a thief. He's a murderer. Jesus said he doesn't know, he lies constantly. And he lies to us about God, about the true condition of the human race, who we are, and what's really at stake. Jesus came and revealed it, who we are, how we're supposed to live, what's truly valuable in this life, where meaning and identity come from. Jesus revealed it all. And now the Holy Spirit, which will come to us, again, Jesus calls him the Spirit of Truth. He said he will guide you. He'll be your guide. He'll guide you to all truth. So you have in your life, if you're baptized into Christ, you may not know it, you have a guide to get you through this life, to answer for you the questions, how then should I live? What is the meaning of this life? How will I be able to imitate the life of Jesus or to walk in the footsteps of the saints? How is this even possible with a guy like me? How could I ever change? I know my preferences. I know my pride. I know my lusts. I know my impatience. I know my greed. I know all these things. How? Well, because the Spirit of Truth will come. He'll guide you step by step. And what that implies is that Jesus expects us to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. To have a relationship with the Holy Spirit means that we actually know who the Holy Spirit is and that we've received and we've accepted and we've leaned into the truth that Jesus has communicated to us, that he's giving us his Spirit to lead us to all truth. So do you have an expectant faith? Do you expect the Holy Spirit to help you? Well, a good way to answer that question is, am I leaning into him? Am I trying to listen to him? Am I accepting his communication? He's coming, for example, to help me understand the Bible, to understand the direct teaching of Jesus. Am I receiving it? Am I even reading God's word? Am I using my time, my talent, when I can, my mind, to be able to hear Jesus' voice in his word? In the Gospels, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Gospels, the writing of the apostles, the teaching of the church, all of that is, if I desire, Jesus said, if you seek it, you'll find it. If we seek it, that means we're seeking the help of the Holy Spirit. Our guide is leading us. And where does he want to lead us? Jesus says, to all truth. This is important to see. I'm going to kind of make my way here to find a couple of Bible passages I was hoping to read, but I kind of lost track of them here. The battle for the truth. I just wanted to read a passage here from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where St. Paul talks about really the culmination of the battle between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, when the Antichrist will rise, the liar, the one who will be like super empowered by Satan, and he will be filled with deception and lies. But just listen to Paul's language. It says, the coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish because they refuse to love the truth and to be saved. The devil's strategy is to deceive us about who God is, about what's important in this world, to deceive you about who you are and who you owe loyalty to and where you'll find happiness and what this is all about. His whole point is to deceive you so that you refuse to love the truth, Paul tells us here, and then to be saved. To love the truth that the Holy Spirit brings, That's what Jesus is talking about here. That's what the battle's about. He will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are coming. These are persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who have a relationship. And the Holy Spirit is sent on mission, friends, to reveal everything Jesus wants him to reveal. There's no separate mission of the Holy Spirit apart from Jesus and the Father. There's one saving reality that God has brought into the world, and that's his Son. And the Holy Spirit comes with total passion and commitment to communicate that to every human heart. So Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will declare to you the things that are coming. The apostles told us and they taught us about what's coming, like I just read from St. Paul. He tells us what the battle's going to be like, what even the final battle is going to be like. So he'll declare to us the truth. He'll speak to us all the truth. And then Jesus goes on to say, he'll glorify me. Yes, the Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus because he'll take what belongs to Jesus and he'll declare it to us. And when we receive it, we'll begin to live in him, and all that Jesus promised will be vindicated, and he will be glorified in all those who love him, and all those who obey him, and all those who follow him. Everything that the Father has is mine, he said. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and he'll declare it to you. So do you realize that about your life and your relationship with Christ? He's saying it to you today. I've sent the Spirit. All that is mine, I've given to the Holy Spirit, and I've sent the Holy Spirit to give it to you. Are you aware of that? Are you attentive to it? Are you hungry? Are you thirsting? Are you attempting to get it? One of the things that is really true, brothers and sisters, is that we're going to be held accountable for whether we've received it and what it's meant to us. Because if we hunger for it and we love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and we seek it, like Jesus said, seek first the kingdom, if we do that, Jesus is going to bear fruit in us. And when we die, our life, you know, will be sealed at that point, our destiny, and the whole of our life will be a word, will be a message. What was the message of your life? That will determine your destiny. Did you radically receive the love of God? Did you pursue and receive what Jesus said? I will send you the Spirit of truth. He will lead you into all truth. He will glorify me. He will give you what is mine. And when the Spirit gives us what belongs to Jesus, the glorious risen one, then we begin, if we really chew on it and we bring it into our hearts, we start to look and live like Jesus. And the Spirit produces the life and the character of Jesus in us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, the fruits of the Spirit, and virtues and other kinds of things. We begin to love and live like Jesus, loving God and neighbor. That you can't fake. And the truth about what you've decided to be, who you decided to follow, who you bent your knee to, that's all going to be revealed. And we will then be responsible for our lives. We can't just drift through life. We can't skip like a stone across the water and just have the fun we're after, we want to do and go out. Fun, there's no more joy than joy in the Lord. Nothing wrong with having a good time. But the bottom line is who you decided to become and whether you accepted God's offer of salvation will be revealed. Let's be ready for it, brothers and sisters. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.